Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Take your Bible in your hands. We need to get some word now, right? You had the Spirit moving, now we need word. How many of you know that's true? Amen. Say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have, what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we started looking at yesterday how the devil goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so we looked at that and we saw that that means that there are some people that he can devour and there are others that cannot devour. And then in Hosea 4:6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. For a lack of knowledge, we are destroyed. So we have to know something. Jesus says, know the wiles of the enemy. We need to know his modus operandi and see how he operates. And we've been looking at that right now. And you know, when you put him on the run, he'll come back again. When Jesus had finished being tempted in the wilderness, the Bible says that the devil left him for a season. In other words, he's coming back. So you need to understand the way he operates so that you can be victorious over his attacks against you and your loved ones. Let's pick up the service right now.
How many of you had flu? More than once. You've got to put him on the run and keep him on the run. Hello, I haven't had flu in 28 years. I've got him on the run, I keep him on the run. Oh, he comes back at me, but I know exactly what to say and do. You understand? So I'm one of those that he cannot devour. And I'm trying to become one that he cannot devour in any area. And don't think that you're above deception, because right there you're deceived. All right. So this is good for you. You know, I can teach a message on how to make money. But problem is you'll make money and something will kill you. So now what happens to your money? I need to teach you how to live a prosperous life with the money. What's the good of having all the money in the world and you're dying of a sickness? What's the good of being, you know, as healthy as can be and you've got no money and you have to live under a bridge? You want the life more abundant that God provided for you. Right? I want him to be rewarded for all of his suffering. He took a whipping on his back. He didn't need to. All he needed was the blood from his death. When he took the whipping, he took the crown of thorns. You know, the crown of thorns won back your prosperity. We talk about that. That's coming up soon as well. Amen. So praise God. So he doesn't do the devouring. He gets other people to do it for him. So those female lions are waiting there. He may use a family member in your life. I'm telling you, he may use a co-worker. He doesn't mind who he uses. As long as he can deceive them into deceiving you, he's good to go. He may use a minister.
Oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? He's a minister for God.
Well, imagine if I was standing up here and said, thus saith the Lord, yes, man, blah, 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 blah. You know, thus saith the Lord, he's not healing everybody today. You know what you just heard? Rah! Yeah? He can use a minister. And I've heard ministers. Dr. Rick, you've heard them. They say things that are unscriptural. Why? Because they're not spirit-filled most of the time. All right. He can use the TV. I'm telling you, the amount of roaring that comes out of your box that you set the glue to. Don't talk to me now. This is the part I've been waiting for. But honey, where do I serve the divorce papers? You better talk. You better talk to the person. This is the reason you're getting the divorce papers. Okay, don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. I'm right. Brother Jim's sitting there making sure I'm right. He may use... Now listen, the TV is telling you about all those sicknesses, telling you about all those insurance claims you're going to have. Have you seen this one? I don't even know what it's for. But the guy, he gets beat up, he falls out of a tree, gets hit by a car. Have you seen this guy? He says, that's my job. Now you're watching this and you hear rah, 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 rah. And you're starting to think, oh God, I better get that insurance company because that insurance company will take care of me. Yeah, right. After 12 years of not one claim, try to claim $100. He may use an alcoholic. We know people that suffer tragedy through an alcoholic. He could use a gossip. He could use Hollywood. The movie's there. He could use a number. He can use politicians. You're hearing roars all over the show, but many people don't recognize this is the deception of the devil. These are the wiles of the enemy. You understand? He can use your doctor. Oh my God, he's not fussy who he uses. He doesn't mind who he uses as long as he's able to deceive you. That's all he wants, to deceive you. He walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. That means that is his function, his total job is to find someone he can destroy. That's all he does. He doesn't have a part-time job where he's cleaning lawns, flipping burgers. Well, the guy who served you, Mark, you might have thought it was the devil. But, you know, they're probably having a hard day, so pray for them. But he comes and he wants the other people to do his bidding. Then, you know what happens? Once they've got that kill and they've caught that animal, he comes walking up. Like this. And the female split and the cubs split and he sits down to eat. And he devours first before he lets any of the other lions come and eat. I've seen it. I've seen it in actual happening. Amen? The first time I saw it, I was a bit nervous. I mean, I thought, my goodness. But that's nature, and that's how it goes. Amen? So when they've done his bidding, then they step aside. Is it back? There you go. That's who he's imitating. That is what he's imitating. And he's saying, right, you've done what I needed, now step aside, big boy. That's, I'm telling you. You have no idea. Secondly, so that's number one. Secondly, a group or a family of lions is called a what? Who knows? Pride. A what? Pride. A what is he called? Pride. What was the first sin that destroyed and made pride. Satan? Pride. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Is that correct? The devil was in absolute pride. Because he said, I will sit on the throne of the Most High God. I will be exalted in the heavens. I'm taking over. It was pride personified that got the devil to become the devil. That's what it was. And so he's imitating the lion, trying to imitate God, because lion is from Jesus is the tribe of Judah, the lion from the tribe of Judah, right? So because he always wanted to be God. So he's imitating the lion, the king of the beast, the strongest in the jungle. And now it's called a pride. It's exactly what he was killed for and destroyed for. Pride. So true to his name, he got the pride. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. The third thing I want to point out is the following. Psalm 104, verse 20. This is very important now. Psalm 104, verse 20. I'm speeding up because I know we took a bit longer earlier. But this will help you. All right, watch this. You, O Lord, make darkness and it becomes night, in which creeps forth every wild beast of the forest. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The young lions roar. Now, did you notice that? In darkness. When I was in South Africa, we would get on a Land Rover. They had Range Rovers and Land Rovers, you know, modified, specially modified. You were high up. They'd have a guy on the front with a gun and a guy on the back with a gun. And they had this big spotlight. And they would follow the lions. And the lions were used to it now, so they'd still go ahead with what they were doing. And they would shine this light on the lions. And it's amazing. You'd see a picture like that. You see those eyes glistening and glowing? They're hunting at night because it's too hot in the day. So they hunt at night in the darkness. Listen, in the darkness. That tells you something right there. He's trying to get people that are in the dark. And he's trying to get you in the dark. And he's trying to deceive you. Amen. In other words, this is when you're in the darkness. You don't believe healing's for today. You're in the darkness and he's coming to get you. He's going to bring sickness. If you don't believe prosperity's for today, he's got you in the dark. And he's hunting you down. You might have heard someone say those things and you believed it. You bought the lie. You're now walking in darkness. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of your word brings light and brings understanding to the simple. Yep. Only God's word can get you out of the darkness. There is no other alternative. You have to have the word of God. When Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil tried to get him in the darkness, he said, "It is written." Three times, "It is written, it is written." Yes, amen? And then he even quoted scripture to Jesus. Let me tell you what, that's what Jezebel does. She will come there all uppity and, "Yes, man, we need to pray for the pastor, man. We need to pray." What's wrong with the pastor? And you see, doubt. They come, and the enemy comes with doubt. He comes with tricks. He has you whispering in the corner. I'm telling you, you better watch out. It's not obvious to everybody, only those that know. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You don't want to be in the dark about anything. You want to be in the light about healing, prosperity, peace, joy, health, all those things. You have to be in the light. Amen? And like I said, you might have heard a person teaching saying, "God's not healing everybody today," or "healing died out with the apostles," or anything like that. And you bought that. I know people who bought into that. And now you're in the darkness. You're in the dark. He can devour you. Remember, he's seeking someone who can devour. He's seeking for someone who don't know. Remember, my people are destroyed. Why? For a lack of knowledge. When you don't have the knowledge about a certain situation, you're in the dark. But he says the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to even the simple. So praise God. We don't have to be in the dark. Can you say amen? Amen? He can devour you or steal or kill or destroy you in any area you're in the dark. True. So if you're in the dark about finances, he will destroy your finances. I'm telling you now, some of you, you've been trying to pay your mortgage every month, year in and year out, or your rent, year in and year out, and you're in and out, in and out, in and out, because you're in the dark about the word of God and your finances and who you are in Christ. Some of you don't realize Galatians 4:7 says, "You're no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. And if I'm an heir and a joint heir together with Christ, then all that he owns belongs to me." But you don't know these things. You think, you know who you think you are? You're broke. Why? How do I know that? Because you say it, "I'm broke." That's not who you are. And I told you, if you want to test this theory out, when you say something, always add "in Jesus' name" at the end. And see if it fits or it doesn't fit. So say, "I'm broke in Jesus' name." Oh, God, no, that you know. You know. I mean, no one has to teach you that. "I'm sick in Jesus' name." Oh, God, no. "I'm depressed in Jesus." No. You can say, "I'm healed in Jesus' name." Now you know. You know. You see, so you should test that theory out. When something comes at you, add "in Jesus' name" at the end. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. There it is, Psalm 119. "The entrance of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple." God's word says it this way: "Your word is a doorway that lets in light, and it helps gullible people understand." Come on, he's talking to all of us. Can you say amen? The Passion Translation says, "Break open your word within me until revelation light shines out."
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.